This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for watching the Living Mishnah Project of Torah Shows, and I am Maimon Elbaz. We're going to be learning today a Mishnah in Mesachta Sota, and this Mishnah is going to speak about cases where a woman who is suspect of adultery would not drink the Sota waters, and also we're going to discuss when she does or doesn't get to receive the money in her ketubah. Okay, so this is the Mishnah's Chaim program. The goal is to empower minds, visualize concepts, provide clarity, and stimulate interest. I thank our sponsor, Chaim Lax. It should be a zechus for Kam ben Chaim and Shanda Basmama Frimid, Aleim HaShalom, and the Lax family should be gebenched. Our Mishnah today is dedicated in honor of the Adiri HaTorah Chevra of Lakewood, who are from the greatest learners of Torah in our generation. The Mishnah today is in Seder Nashim, in Mesechta Sota Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. And again, which Sota woman does not drink the bitter waters? One of the most remarkable parshas in the Torah is the parsha of Sota, where Hashem wants to make sure that the purity in the Jewish home is without any flaw. So usually in a happy marriage, there's no suspicion, as the pasuk says, ani ledodi vedodi li. But in this Mesechta Sota, there was suspicion, and Hashem allowed for the psukim of the parsha Sota to be written, scratched out, put into the water, and mixed with the water from the kior and given to her to drink. If she was guilty, she dies. If she's innocent, she's blessed with better children. So says the Mishnah. The following people in this Mishnah that we're going to mention do not drink the Sota waters, but they do not get their ketubah money either. Number one, Haomeret Temeya Ani. If a woman admits that she was tummy, so she's not going to drink the water and she won't take the ketubah money. She forfeited it. Vishabola Adim Shi Tameya, or if there were witnesses that testified that she's Tame, again, she won't drink the Sota waters, even though she was suspect, because now it was confirmed that she's guilty, and she does not get her ketubah money. Vehaomeret Eni Shota, and a woman that just refuses to drink it. Okay? So she's not going to drink it, she's not going to take the ketubah, and Pasha, she's also to her husband as well. Amar Bala Eini Mashka. What if the husband says, I don't want to give her? He doesn't want to embarrass her, he doesn't want to give her the water. Shabala Ba'ala Badarach. Or if the husband says that he was with her on the way. So in such a case, Notela Ketubah V'lo Shota. Since in this case, the husband's the one that doesn't want to give it to her to drink. And in the second case where he was intimate, so therefore, she does not have to forfeit her ketubah. Says the Mishnah, new case. Meitu ba'alehen ad shelo shatu. What if the Sota's husband died before she was drinking? So Beit Shammai omim notlo ketubah v'lo shotot. Beit Shammai says she could take her ketubah, and she doesn't drink the water. She only drinks the water if the husband's alive. But Beit Shammai holds that she does not forfeit the ketubah, because in this case, she's ready to drink, but the husband died. What do you want from her to do? And in the last case, in the same case that the husband died, Beit Hillel has a different opinion. Beit Hillel omrim lo shotov v'lo notlo ketubah. Beit Hillel says she doesn't drink, but therefore she doesn't take the ketubah either, because she really didn't prove her innocence. And even though she might have had a chazaka, but she ruined the chazaka once there was a cheshad upon her. Thank you for shtagging with our Living Mishnah program. It should be a zechut for Aaron ben Shmuel, Avram ben Elio. And if you'd like to sponsor our Mishnah, please do. Torah Shows wants to do wonderful things, and we need sponsors. Okay, be gebenched, and yashar koach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.